This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Michael Monks. Later in the program, we'll talk about Kentucky's role in the Civil War. But first, Cincinnati Public School students will be starting out the year with remote learning. The school board took Superintendent Laura Mitchell's recommendation last night that classes begin online for the first 5 weeks of school. She's hoping they can be back in the classroom in September.
We need the community's help. So this is an all call out to the community to help us get our kids back in school as quickly as possible by social distancing, wearing the mask, washing your hands, and following all the CDC guidelines. So this should really be a citywide campaign to get our kids back in school as quickly as possible. We cannot do this alone. It will take all of our community members to help us.
Many teachers are relieved with the change in plans, including Helena Manassian.
Hello, I am a 10th grade teacher, and I just want to say thank you so much for doing distance learning. I am currently pregnant, so I am at high risk. And I felt very stressed out about not really having a choice of what I wanted to do this year. I felt like kids had a choice of doing the online option, but teachers basically had two choices. And one was to go the whole year without making any money by doing a leave of absence. And the other one was to perhaps risk my health, my husband's health, my family's health, and the health of my unborn child. So thank you so much for going to distance learning.
And that was high school teacher, sophomore high school teacher, Helena Manassian, speaking at the school board meeting last night. Joining me to talk about what the change will mean for students, for teachers, for parents, Cincinnati Federation of Teachers President Julie Sellers. And we do hope joining us soon, Vice President of the School Board and CPS parent, Ryan Messard. But we do have Julie with us right now, and you can call 513-419-7100 with your questions. Email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Just fine. Thanks so much for being here today after a busy day yesterday, I'm sure. Teachers certainly have had a lot of thoughts, and you as the union president have had a lot of discussion about the idea of bringing teachers back into the classroom at a time when many are not sure that it's completely safe. Talk about your reaction to the superintendent's decision last night to go remote for at least 5 weeks.
I am very relieved. I am sure that it reduced the anxiety of every teacher, parent, and employee in the district. And I think that it's very important that everyone understands that the decision was made based on the data for Hamilton County. When the original plan was formulated in June to do the social distancing and the blended learning, the numbers in Hamilton County had not been spiking at that point. And so it's really important that we treat this as a public health pandemic because it is not an education pandemic, and we must be using the data to make sure that everybody is safe and everyone is free of their anxieties of taking it home and passing it to their family and children.
Now, one of the things I believe you talked about is the difference sort of between just only the safety issue, which you've discussed and which, of course, concerned many people, but also the whole idea of if kids go back to school, the community spread could be worse.
Yes, I really believe that the community spread would be worse if the schools reopened, because one child who is exposed could take it home and they become a vector and they could potentially transmit it to 5, 10, 20 different people. We have been watching what has been happening in other cities with summer camps, with what's happened when Texas reopened their early childhood centers. They reopened the childhood centers June 1st, and by June 11th, they had to shut them all down because they opened too soon, and it was a community spread, and it was contributing to the community spread. There were, I think, about 800 people during that 2-week period that contracted COVID, and it was equally among teachers and students who were contracting it.
Now, Cincinnati is one of many districts now that's decided not to open. Other districts include Cleveland and Columbus, and the Dayton schools all said they are not going to open for in-person classes for 9 weeks. Now, Cincinnati said 5 weeks. Does that concern you at all, the difference in the time frame?
Well, I think that everybody must be aware that the 5 weeks, they're going to give it, they're going to go remote for 5 weeks. But during that time, every day, they will be monitoring the spread and the number of cases in Hamilton County, and then make a decision after 5 weeks of watching the data.
And so, that,
so it isn't just a limit of we are definitely reopening in 5 weeks. It is where the district will be using the data. And in 5 weeks, they will be able to determine, are they going to be able to reopen? And what will the plan be when they do reopen? They are still continuing to work on a plan for 3 feet of social distancing, 6 feet of social distancing, and what that will look like for the students in Cincinnati Public Schools.
One of the things that the 5 weeks actually comes up, the first day of school will be Monday, August 24th. So there are still a couple of weeks left before teachers have to be totally ready to begin this remote learning. But it's September 14th that they the school board is going to and the superintendent are going to talk again at this 5 week point to decide, you know, what happens next, if they stay remote or if something else happens. But in this time to get ready, talk a little bit about how the teachers are preparing for that and what you might know about what the plan is. Laura Mitchell, the superintendent of the Cincinnati Public Schools, last night said it's going to be very different than the type of remote learning that was in place when the schools in March decided, you know, that they had to close right then and there, and they really didn't have time to prepare. They do have time to prepare now. So what kind of work do you think that the teachers and will be doing in the schools to prepare?
Well, I do know that hundreds and thousands of teachers all this summer have been taking additional professional development to help them learn how to effectively use social media and not social media, but the platforms to do online and remote teaching. There were many teachers who remember we closed school on a Friday and teachers were basically locked out of the building and they were not even able to get some of their computers and some of the things that they needed to do online instruction. So I think this time it's very well planned out. Teachers that first week back, because they do go back the week prior to August 24th, they will be given all of the information that they need. There will be a week of professional development for teachers. And there will also be, and I think that this is really important, there will be an orientation with every family on how to use the technology, how to know, to give them the guidelines of the expectation for families, for grading, for how they're going to log on. They will have technology seminars for parents to teach them how to log on to a computer, how to use the password to go to the right proper platform. So everything is ready. The district has been working all summer distributing thousands and thousands of computers. And I think that it's really important that people know that this time they will have one-on-one devices for every child. There will be access to internet. There are businesses and individuals who are stepping up to help provide a year's worth of internet service for families. And this is something that is unparalleled. And I think that the whole community must come together. And there are ways that people, even outside of Cincinnati Public, can help to make sure that this is a successful transition for our students to go into remote learning until we can go back safely to in person.
I'm talking with the president of the Cincinnati Federation of Teachers, Julie Sellers, about the decision yesterday from the Cincinnati Public Schools deciding to not have in-person classes, at least for 5 weeks. Classes will start August 24th as planned, but they will start remotely. And we are talking with Julie Sellers. We also hope to be joined by the vice president of the school board and CPS parent, Ryan Messer. We want to remind you, if you have a question or a comment, there are a lot of ways you can contact us. You can call 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org or also find us on Facebook and Twitter. We talked about teachers being relieved that this decision has been made. There are some parents who may not be quite as relieved because there are childcare issues. Parents are working from home or are not able to work from home. Have you heard anything from parents on their reaction to this and in terms of how they deal with all the issues that may be involved with just having their children learning from home for so many weeks?
I have heard parents talk about it as a concern. I've heard grandparents talking about it as a concern, and also even teachers, because as you know, most teachers still have children at home and that they're going to have to think about, how are my children going to actually learn in this environment also? Last night, they did not talk about it, but at the last school board meeting in July, I think it was July 16th, they talked about having a plan where they are working with community groups to help provide safe childcare facilities that will be smaller environments. I know that many grandparents have told me that they're happy that it's going to either be in school or remote, because if they're in school, they will socially distance from their grandchildren. And if now that it is remote, they will be able to help with that. But they did not feel comfortable with the blended learning model because they felt like the kids would be bringing, the COVID home to them while they were watching them on the other 2 days. So actually, a lot of grandparents have said that they feel safer having it either one way or the other and not having that blended learning model.
We're going to take a short break. We're talking with the Cincinnati Federation of Teachers President Julie Sellers about the decision to have schools remotely teaching until at least the first 5 weeks of classes have been completed in the Cincinnati Public Schools. Again, if you have a question, 513-419-7100. We'll continue our discussion in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Michael Monks. We continue our discussion about classes beginning remotely for Cincinnati Public School students. My guest, Cincinnati Federation of Teachers President Julie Sellers, still hoping to be joined by Vice President of the School Board and CPS parent, Ryan Messer. If you have a question, call us 513-419-7100. Email talk@wvxu.org. Or find us on Facebook or Twitter. One of the things I did want to bring up, I know that parents also may have a lot of questions directly for the school district, and there is a parent meeting coming up. It's a parent town hall on August 10th, and you can find information on that at the Cincinnati Public Schools website. So you can take a look at it there. But parents, August 10th is the day for that. And Julie, I believe there's also a similar town hall for employees, teachers, et cetera. Do you know about that?
There will be, I think, a couple of town halls for employees with the superintendent and possibly the leadership team. I do not have the details of that at this time.
Okay, but they'll certainly, that's coming, so they should know that that's going to be,
yes,
to be ready. And you talked a lot about this orientation for families. And, of course, there's talk that all students will have the opportunity to get a device. What about the connectivity issues in terms of internet? A lot of kids had been in parking lots at fast food restaurants trying to do their homework in a car. The school district is working on that as well. Are you aware of that?
They are. Cincinnati Bell has provided several different neighborhoods, every child in that those neighborhoods with internet service. There are hotspots people are giving, but then individual families can get internet connection. They just need to contact the district, and the district has people who are donating money to help that happen.
We do have a caller. 513-419-7100 is our number if you have a question. And Wayne is on the line. Hi, Wayne. What's your question?
I'm just curious, if the kids do not contract this virus, why are we keeping kids out of school? And who's going to pay for all these daycares? Because these parents are, the mommy and daddy are both working. So how are they going to support the kids, somebody watching them, grandparents, daycare, or whatever, when we can't afford it now?
Julie? Do you have any thoughts on it?
Can you restate that? I had a hard time understanding.
Sure. He was asking, first of all, he said, if kids don't get COVID, which I'm not sure if that's true, certainly there are kids that get COVID, but not in the same rate, perhaps, as some adults, but there are kids that get it. But he said, if kids don't get COVID, why are we keeping them out of school? He also said, who is going to pay for kids to be in daycare while their parents are working if they can't watch them at school? Do you have any thoughts on that? Has there been any talk about that?
I do have some thoughts on that. Kids do get COVID. They don't always have the same symptoms. Sometimes their symptoms are showing up in different ways, but children are definitely scientifically vectors of COVID. And so the child may have mild symptoms or be asymptomatic, but then they carry that home to their grandmother or other people in the family who may be medically fragile. As far as how will people be able to afford to have daycare, I think that will be each family's decision. The district is going to be working with eight different partners in the city and agencies to help to provide some child care. But really, when you think about it, every family, and even when I was a young mother with young children, you have to learn how to develop a village to surround yourself and your children. I know that even a lot of teachers they're keeping their children together in a small bubble, and they're coming together on how they're going to do the childcare for their own children. But that is where you need to have the whole village step up to help with that. These are unprecedented times, and we have to do whatever it is that we can do to get through them in a manner that is as safe as possible for everyone.
Let me ask, Wayne, does that answer your question?
What about the kids that don't have computers and phones and can't afford that kind of stuff? How do they get the online teaching as they speak?
The district's actually, and I think Julie mentioned this, the district is providing computers and internet service for all of the students. So that's coming from the district.
So if you don't have a computer or a phone, the city and state's going to give you a computer or a phone so you can do online schooling?
Yes. The Cincinnati Public Schools. That I don't know. Since our board member isn't here, he could probably explain that.
But crazy amounts of money to make multi-billion-dollar schools, and now we're doing homeschooling. And then you got to have somebody, we got to pay for somebody to sit at home, watch our kids while they're sitting on a computer that we don't have. I mean, I'm just confused what we do.
Well, I don't know what district you live in, but if you live with Cincinnati Public, I'm sure you can call customer service and they can help walk you through all of that. So if you are not in Cincinnati Public Schools, you can contact the school district where you live so that you can receive the services that you need for your children to be successful.
Wayne, thank you so much for your call. We're running out of time. I need to move quickly, but thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. I'm sure others had similar questions about that as well. I also want to point out that the Cincinnati Public Schools is still continuing to distribute meals to students. Julie, are you familiar with that aspect?
Yes, they will continue to provide meals for students. Those, I believe, they mentioned last night that food services would be provided with grab-and-go meals at every food site. I know this summer there were many agencies, nonprofit agencies, teacher groups, who were working, and they were working with community providers to help with distribution of family types of meals. La Soupe was fantastic this summer. They were going in and hiring different chefs and using restaurants that were closed so that they could provide family style meals, because you know that the school meals are just for the students. And so we were providing food from many other sources so that families had a supplement to the meals that in their households.
Now, along with food, we just have about a minute left, but along with food, there's concern about children's mental health through all of this. And I know the district has worked with a children's hospital some. Were you involved with any of that?
I was not involved with that, but I was involved at the school level, and people may not understand, but Cincinnati Public has the most school-based health centers of any district in the whole state of Ohio, and possibly per capita of almost any district in the country. Many of those school-based health centers were open during the early closure and even this summer so that families could come in and get the medical care that they needed. The mental health services will continue. I do know that some of that was happening virtually. That will be continuing, because I do know that there are a lot of children who may be in stressful situations or having anxiety.
I have to interrupt you. We're out of time. Julie, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at wvxu.org. I'm Michael Monks.